Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
Wow, Monica, the pictures of Monica's enchiladas are pretty nice. They look good.
Why are there pictures of
my... Oh my God. Look at that.
Why are there pictures of what?
And my enchiladas, I mean... Well, actually, enchiladas.
I will kill Buck. Did Buck send them to you?
No, it probably wasn't Buck. It was probably somebody Buck. Else.
Yeah, it was JR. Yeah,
JR did it. Yeah. JR sending that right away.
JR totally did it.
All right, so there's like a Heritage potluck luncheon. This is today? This wasn't Friday, right? It's today.
That's today. I brought in enchiladas and homemade salsa.
It doesn't look like you brought enough for the class, though.
But I made 12 of them, and then you cut them in half, and there's 24. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to cook 75, so.
No, you can't. That
you got 24 enchiladas. Eat them. But here's honestly, I was talking to him. This is how I know it was Buck, because I was talking to him in the kitchen before the show. And in my head, it's going to be a whole table full of really good food, and all of it's going to be the crumbs are left, and then my full thing of enchiladas, and nobody's going to eat them. And it'll just be so obvious.
From the picture, they look pretty good. I don't think anybody can resist reaching in there and taking at least one. I would pick to eat those in a second.
They're good. And the homemade salsa is spicy.
Oh, yeah?
I guess he just sent us an email. JR, that is, just sent us an email.
Right.
That he'll have him at noon. Enjoy him, JR.
It's not. It's fucking, I know it. That jackass. I'm going to punch him. I have to
say. JR, did you bring in food for the Heritage Day?
No, I just came to witness and consume.
Eat.
Yeah.
He brought a fork.
I brought a fork.
And a large bag.
He brought his appetite.
His donation to Heritage Week, he's going to steal everybody's hubcaps.
Oh, see? This is why you can't have Heritage Day up there. Because of you two.
And raffle off a Velvet Jesus painting.
Right.
And a set of curb feelers.
And a Virgin Mary in a half shell, too.
Right. No, that's Italian. Do you guys use those too?
We're Catholic. A lot of Hispanics are Catholic, so they use a lot of Virgin Mary stuff.
Yeah, that I know, but the whole Mary on the half shell outside lawn ornament thing. You guys go that far?
Some Puerto Ricans do, yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. And it's funny, like, once you have it, you're stuck. You can't do anything about it.
You can't throw it away. What are you going to do?
You can't do anything.
That's not right.
How do you throw out the Virgin Mary?
No, you just got to hope somebody steals it.
Stick her upside down into the garbage can? You can't do that.
No. You got to hope somebody steals it. You have to.
Yeah.
I had a velvet painting. We had velvet paintings of, like, bullfighters when we were, I remember
Did
seeing
you?
Them when we were
no
younger.
Way.
Yeah. I swear they were, like, a guy, a boy bullfighter and a girl bullfighter, and they were velvet. And
surely you jest.
They were up there. But in my head, they're just normal. I guess it's. Mm-hmm.
Did they glow in the dark at night when the lights were off?
A little bit. What's wrong with us?
So how stereotypical? I had a glow-in-the-dark velvet Led Zeppelin poster as a white kid.
Right.
Monica had the bullfighter. And JR, who did you guys have?
I had Tupac Shakur.
Or the Virgin Mary is one of those two, right?
Oh, man.
Wow. So you guys are now Heritage dinner, the luncheon, is that going to be during the show? Or are you guys going to be able to get out there and get food?
Yeah, I'm going to.
And by you guys, I mean JR.
I know, right? No, I'm going to try and make it down there between in one of the breaks.
What Monica usually does is she makes me go out there and gets food for the both of us.
And then he has to say, it's for Monica. And he's getting all extra food.
Yeah.
He brings all the extra plates.
He knows what I like, though. He knows what I don't like.
Well, you make a nice couple.
He's really good.
I know what you like.
I treat her very well.
Brings me the potato salad.
I'll get you some arroz con pollo, baby.
Yeah. And pollo con arroz.
Ew. No.
Just to make sure.
See, girl, see.
That's not how any of the conversations really.
That's
it's
some
like
sexy
hey, you're
Spanish
gonna...
right there.
No.
Muy bien, baby.
Gross.
Will you have JR bring you back your own enchilada? Sometimes you make stuff that's really good, right?
I know.
Will you eat your own food?
I already had some. That's why there's only a few in there, because they're good. There's some good enchilada.
You made 18, you brought 12.
It's a whole process. It's like a long, drawn-out process, so I don't make them a lot. So I definitely kept some for myself.
Excuse me.
That was me.
So next time we're in town, I mean, is there any shot you could make us some enchiladas?
I would make them for you guys. Absolutely.
You would?
Absolutely.
I'll go to Monica's apartment. I'll hang around, wait for her to cook us some food.
No, she can bring him to work. She can bring him to work.
You sit in a living room where there's not enough chairs for four guys.
Right.
Why not? What do you think I live in?
Look at Jim Palo. Each have a chair.
That might be true.
Maybe she wants it standing so she can go full condor.
No.
I picture like two plastic lawn chairs in front of a television that's on like a box. And
that's not nice.
Why would you picture that? Like, how is that? Well, first
single
of all,
girl apartment, like single guy apartment. You're part guy. You know, you have
there
like 10,
are things on
guy.
The walls that are all obviously sports related. But other than that, there's furniture and
yeah, she has a man cave in her house.
Good posters are in the living room. Yeah.
Where are the posters? I don't have any posters. What do you think my place looks like? The good news is...
You can sit in the Doug Flutie blow cap.
I would like that, though. Well, the good news is it'll look nice. If you ever did come over, you would think I lived super nice because it's not anything like you're saying. A lawn chair?
Two lawn chairs. Oh. One's the lounge kind, and one's the sit-up straight kind. With grass on the bottom. No?
And I have velvet paintings. Let's just complete the whole look and be done with it.
Well, it would be great if you made enchiladas.
What else
time.
Is out
I
there?
I would. Oh,
what
my God.
What did Brennan bring in? Vanilla pudding?
I'm frankly.
You beat me, you bastard. I thought I was doing well with my vanilla pudding.
No, the trick is he puts the pudding in the Wonder Bread.
Pudding sandwiches?
Poor John.
We're running a white.
Oh, man.
What else is out? Have you guys seen what else anybody brought?
Yeah. Simone brought paella. Jenna brought spaghetti and, or no, I don't think spaghetti, just meatballs and sauce.
Did any guys bring food?
Never.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
All the ladies in the office? That's so nice of them to do that.
When I got there, it was only a few dishes out. Like, it was earlier, so I don't know.
You guys are still out buying the food they're bringing.
JR,
28 minutes.
JR, run out there real quick and get a quick little overview of what's out there so far.
All right, I'll be back.
I want to know. You realize you just sent JR to look at the food. We're never going to see him again for the rest of the show. He's going to come back with plates.
Two plates covered with plates taped on.
Oh, nothing out there. Everything was great. I didn't see anything. It was so weird.
Girl.
Do
you have any Asians in the building?
I don't know because I look at people as people.
Oh, you've never counted Asians?
Shut up.
Come on, who hasn't counted Asians in a crowd?
You know who's Asian, you know who's Italian, you know who's Irish. Would you stop it?
You're not counted Asians in a crowd. There's one Asian.
Now that Tim Clark's not there anymore, are there any Asians left?
I don't know of any people that have any kind of Asian ancestry. But I don't know. Maybe they do and I just don't know.
So no egg rolls. Or general
or Vietnamese or Thai food.
Oh, no,
imagine?
Wait a minute. There
That'd
is,
be so great.
There is a crock pot of Vietnamese. It's something Vietnamese.
Oh.
There is a crock pot of that. I saw the crock pot. I don't know who made it.
So somebody in the office is either Vietnamese or someone married someone who's Vietnamese.
Yep.
And when you open it up, it says, meow.
No,
meow, 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 meow.
You are not invited to speak at the luncheon.
Would he be a good speaker at the Heritage afternoon? No.
No, no, no.
Where my Pollock's at? Yeah, boy. Yeah, with your kibasa. Sup? Costco? Hells yeah.
Some red sauerkraut, put it in the bag, just pour it in.
Oh, anybody God, from England? Good. No, good.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because your food sucks.
No, I'm kind of hoping that there's a white person that made potato salad. I really am. I could go for some of that.
Somebody really, an Irish person maybe, make potato salad?
Are there any white people in the building or you don't see them?
I don't know what their heritage is. I don't know if they're Italian or German or Irish. No, I
you
don't. How
Olivero
would I ever know that?
Because by their name. Olivero ends in a vowel. Italian.
I did not know Mike Olivero was Italian until
he
told me.
How do you not know he's not
because
Italian?
Because I don't know what, you could tell me any last name and I honestly, I'm not saying that.
God. You grew up under a friggin' rock.
I grew up in a place where not everybody looked at last names and decided their nationality. Nobody cared. It wasn't about that.
Don't you know the basics though?
No. Mick is Irish.
I learned that and O, something
could
or the other is
could
Irish.
Could be Scottish, could be Scottish.
Mick, well, Mac is Scottish.
Oh, you're right, you're right.
Mac
you're
is right. Scottish, Mick is Irish.
But that's not every single case, though. That's why.
Yeah, but if you're betting, if you're playing the odds, you'll win.
How about a name like Krigowski?
Polak.
What would you? I was waiting to see Monica.
I learned because my ex-husband is Polish that anything that ends in AK and ski is Polish. I learned this.
A lot of KZs and Ws near each other. Look out.
What about Opolis?
Oh,
I don't know.
What?
Polish?
What?
Oh, my God.
Opolis.
Oh, my God.
What word can you think of that has Opolis on it? Like?
Metropolis.
Metropolis.
Or?
There's an Acropolis restaurant down.
What kind of restaurant is it?
They serve Greek food.
Oh.
She doesn't want to say it's a Greek restaurant. She's afraid she might offend somebody for saying it's a Greek restaurant. They serve Greek food.
But they also have a delicious margarita, so I don't know what to tell you.
Right, because the bar...
That's from the help.
...isn't specialized. The bar sells you anything you want to drink.
Did you just tweet my enchiladas?
Maybe.
Damn it, Brett.
Yeah, everybody can see Monica's enchiladas.
They don't look good on that picture, but they're extra cheesy good.
They look amazing.
I'll tell you what, you were right. We lost JR.
Did he hear the word quick?
He's literally 50 feet from the area we needed him to go inspect. And he's been gone for 4 minutes.
There's food.
No, I just got back, my bad.
There he is. And?
What's out there?
There's a lot of bread.
Oh.
There's bread.
So Brennan brought most of the food?
There's actually like a broccoli salad. There's a antipasta salad.
That's the Italian who brought that.
Oh, that's the Italian that bought that one. I didn't know we had an Asian chick here because there's wontons out there.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
There's wontons. There's a lot of desserts. There's pumpkin pie. There's cookies.
Pumpkin pie? Oh my God.
Pumpkin
pie?
What heritage is that?
Pilgrims.
American.
White girl.
Have you seen the people with the buckles on their shoes?
Right.
No. And what about the broccoli salad thing?
Wouldn't it be great if there was a turkey running around some chick with a musket?
Why don't you shoot it? I'm powder loading.
And then there's one more thing. There's like a stick of butter. It was like Irish butter.
Uh-huh.
So.
And what is it going to be? Irish soda bread with that?
Can I get drunk off of it?
Look who's throwing stereotypes
around.
Oh,
that's just a joke. It's a joke. I'm not serious.
Now it's a joke.
Yes, because when you say it, you're serious.
Stop.
Can't even say that out loud.
I can't believe.
Oh, the world stopped.
You just made an Irish drunk joke.
I'm sorry, Irish people. I know not all of you are drunks.
She who doesn't stereotype anybody.
It was a joke. It's for comedic.
At least all the Irish in the bars didn't even hear you.
Right.
So that's good. So it doesn't sound very heritage-y yet.
It doesn't. I think my enchiladas are the heritage-iest it is.
Where's
Spanish? Did he bring anything in?
I don't see him in the building.
He's in a meeting.
Yeah. Is he literally Spanish?
No, he's half Italian, half Spanish, I think.
Oh, yeah. Right.
It's like you.
Puerto Rican, I think, maybe. Wow. I don't know.
I don't want to say that.
You don't want to claim him?
Why wouldn't you want to claim Spanish? He's a good dude.
No, he's a great dude. No, I just don't want, like, because this is the thing. If I say he's, like, Puerto Rican and he's, like, from Spain, he gets offended or something like that, and I don't want to.
Oh, yeah, people from Spain would be offended. Yeah. Anybody would be offended by not naming them correctly.
Yeah.
I get like that all the time. Don't lump me in with your people.
Nobody's claiming you, JFP, so it's okay.
Oh, yes, they are. I have semi-royalty in my blood. You know what? Mm-hmm. It's so funny. My daughter brought it up about doing the, I guess they're learning about...
Like, your heritage?
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Your lineage, whatever.
And she wants to do the spit in a cup thing.
I'm 23andMe?
Is that what it's called?
Oh, yeah, where you send the spit away.
Yeah.
That is cool.
I'm so afraid of it.
Why? Your family's been lying to you all this time.
Yeah, I'm so afraid of it. I'm so afraid of it.
Why? It's just fun. You don't have to tell anybody. You just find out.
I don't want any easy... Well, of course we have to tell.
The easy thing is you're Italian and Spanish.
Right.
The complicated thing is the 27 other things you probably are.
Yeah, I don't want...
But nobody's two things. I mean, nobody.
Yeah, but I don't want... Like, next thing I know, I find out there's some... I don't know, Slovakian in there or something.
Hey, yo, that's not so bad.
I'm telling you. That's not good.
They make a hell of a dumpling.
I'd be weirded out, too. Yeah. I've just been 100% Mexican my whole life, which is obviously people from Spain and people from Native Americans, Indians or whatever, Native Americans, got together and they made Mexicans. So if I'm 100% Mexican, there's got to be other, you know what I mean? Like, what else is going on in there?
Find out what type of Native...
That's what I'm
indigenous
saying.
Indigenous person you are.
I don't want to know.
How cool would that be?
I just want to be Mexican.
Aztec, Incan, Mayan, whatever.
You might be part lollipop kid.
What? You're 100% jackass.
And you're wrong. She's not even close to orange.
Only because I can't swear on air.
Not Oompa Loompa.
Oh. Well, the Lollipop Kids. Mm. She doesn't have a, curly handlebar mustache or anything.
Great.
Does this ring a bell?
It's like childhood all over again. That's great.
It is. So, see, maybe there is.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. You guys didn't get an enchiladas when you come, so.
You get so offended.
Oh, I should be happy? Oh, yay.
Oh, we're just.
Yay. Listen,
we have fun at each other's expense.
I'm having a blast. That's great.
Oh, wait.
I made fun of all Irish. It's okay.
So, JP, okay. If you were going to have like, you know, what we're having today, what would you bring in?
If I could cook really well, just in, I would love to bring, well, I'd probably make some sort of maybe brajol, some sort of pasta.
Can you
dish.
Say it like how people would say it that don't live in your household?
Broccioli.
Broccioli?
There it is.
B-R-A-C-I-O-L-E is brajol.
Right.
In Italian. And that's basically meat rolled up with egg. And some people put raisins in it. There's a lot of times there might be ricotta in there or something like that.
That would be ricotta, R-I-C-O-T-T-A.
No, it would be ricotta.
No, yeah. Spelling wise.
How about you, Rod? How about
or
you?
Paella, if I wanted to go on the Spanish side.
Yeah.
Oh.
How about? Oh, yeah, now I got your attention, huh?
I believe it. I'll bring in my wife's Irish soda bread, she makes great Irish soda bread. And then from the Czech side, probably a pork and dumpling meal, which is amazing. With the knedlicky, is so good.
Boiled rocks.
No. You haven't had pork roast with this knedlicky and the gravy and the
what
it's so good. Knedlicky. It's basically a dumpling loaf, but it's so freaking good.
Right, you want some knedlicky?
You do.
I don't like the name.
Yes, you do.
The description seems fine.
And next time we have it, I'll bring you each a slab. And with the brown gravy, you heat that up. It's so good. Yeah,
enjoy.
I love my meals by the slab.
You know, everybody has dumplings of some sort. And that's what it's called.
Yeah, the Italians are gnocchi.
Czech. Yeah.
That's little potato pasta that like it's like eating lead weights, but oh my god, is it good?
There it is.
Yeah.
Oh, it's exactly
the,
it.
The potato dumpling, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Theirs is more of a bread base, no potatoes, but all bread smushed together, and it's delicious. A little onion in there, and oh, you haven't lived till you try knedlicky.
Brett, you're all Italian. Now that we're celebrating, what are we celebrating, by the way? What
Heritage Day.
Heritage Day.
That's the side that I know. I mean, I think there's a little Russian in there too. Mix of some European stuff on my mom's side. Mm-hmm. But, I identify with the Italian stuff because that's what
it's cool.
I grew up with.
And
it's cool, and that's what
cool.
I grew up with.
You didn't grow up with any of the Russian heritage? None of that?
No, nothing. Nothing. Yeah. I mean, my grandmother on my mom's side,
I never knew.
You
look a little Russian.
Thank you.
He looks a little Russian.
Yeah, sure. Northern Italian, a little mix of everything.
Just get him a fur hat.
If you want.
Mark that down, Raj. Fur hat. Christmas.
Perfect. Can't wait. Looking forward to it.
Well, Roger and JP is 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio.
More fun with ethnicities when we come back.
It's good. Heritage Day. It's a good idea. I love that idea. We should do it in our office. That's a good idea.
But it doesn't sound like many people participate.
Well, maybe it's, not the time the food's supposed to be there yet. Maybe we'll check
in later.
There's
usually a big turnout on stuff like this.
I bet.
So, yeah.
Are there drinks involved?
Not alcoholic, but...
Yeah. You guys and your free food, man. I'll tell you.
Our place always has booze. That's the one thing about this place I got to give them.
I'll trade
There's
that
an apple
in.
Supply right in the desk.
Yeah, right.
But y'all need it, though.
Yeah, we sure do.
Well, Roger and JP, it's the Bone, Real Raw Radio.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.